Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. My name is Brock Johnson, and you can follow me across all social media platforms at Brock11Johnson. Now, maybe over the last few months, you've found yourself stuck at home, and you may have struggled to be as productive as you would like. With the availability of Netflix and the fridge being right there and your bed being so close, it's easier than ever to slack off and not be as productive as we want. Basically, not get as much done as we had planned in a day. And of course, if we are failing to check off those boxes on our to-do list, we're failing to be productive and we're wasting time throughout our day, that's missed opportunities to grow our business. If we are building a side hustle, we're building multiple streams of income, then we need every precious minute and every precious hour to be building that business. It's a full-time job to build your side income, your side hustle, especially if you have kids at home, or if you have a different job, or if you work a 9-to-5 and you're doing this entrepreneurship thing on the side, then we really need to maximize our productivity. And that's why in this Quick Tip Tuesday, I wanted to share with you two productivity hacks that I use on a regular basis. But before I actually share those hacks with you, let me remind you of a little bit of mindset. Your worth is not tied to your productivity. While yes, how much you get done in a day can help you move the needle in your business. Yes, it can feel great to check off boxes from your to-do list and to make progress and to be productive. But I need to remind you that your worth as an individual, as a human being, is not tied to how much you get done in a day. Whether you complete everything on your to-do list and you start checking off your friends and your partner's to-do lists, or you don't get a single thing done today, your worth does not change. I just needed to get that out of the way. But Quick Tip Tuesday, my top two things that I do personally to help myself be more productive that I think could help you as well. The first tip that I have for you actually was something that I learned myself from a recent Build Your Tribe interview that I conducted with Sally Sparks Cousins, and it was episode 408 of Build Your Tribe with the title, The Fortune is in the Follow-Up. If you haven't listened to that episode, then I highly recommend that you do. But something that she talked about in that episode that I have been really stuck on ever since that I can't get out of my mind is this idea of creative avoidance. I'm not sure if she made up the term, but basically what creative avoidance is it's that time where we know that we need to get something done. We know that we need to check off that box from our to-do list. We know we need to be productive or work on that big task or that big project. But we start getting creative in the ways that we avoid it. We start cleaning the baseboards of our entire home. We start reorganizing our garage. We start going through our old clothes and figuring out what needs to be donated. We start getting creative with the ways we are avoiding being productive. Well, something that she talked about and something that I've been implementing myself recently is using that creativity, that creative avoidance, to actually benefit your business. So, two things that I tangibly like to do is number one, when I feel myself entering this mode of creative avoidance, which we're all going to feel from time to time as entrepreneurs, I start to think about using that creativity to benefit my business, trying to brainstorm different opt-in pages, brainstorm freemiums and courses. I'll use that creativity to fuel my content creation and come up with Build Your Tribe episodes, Instagram post ideas, YouTube video topics. I will use the creativity as a way to benefit me. The other way that I use creative avoidance intentionally is I will set up things that are still avoiding the main task that I need to get done, but they're fun, creative ways to avoid it and still move the needle in my business. So an example of this is maybe I need to, you know, record a big 30-minute long YouTube video. But every time I sit down to record this video or even think about recording the video, my brain starts to go into creative avoidance. I start to think, oh, well, you know, maybe before I record this video, I should organize all of my SD cards and all of my batteries in new drawers in a new filing cabinet. Or maybe I should transfer all of my documents from my hard drive to a backup disk and then organize it in reverse chronological order. Rather than letting myself go down these rabbit holes of non-productivity, I will schedule tasks for myself or think of tasks that I could do that are creative, that allow me to avoid this thing that I am just not able to focus on and get done right now, and that will actually still move the needle in my business. So for example, if I have this YouTube video that I am just not recording for whatever reason, and I am creatively avoiding it, I will fill my time with other tasks. Like maybe I'm going to record some Quick Tip Tuesday episodes for Build Your Tribe. Maybe I am going to design some new posts for Instagram. Maybe I am going to brainstorm a new marketing plan, or I am going to work on some email templates that can go out in the future. I'm going to use this creativity intentionally so that it can still benefit my business, so that it's still checking off some of those boxes. It just also is going to be satisfying my need to avoid the big thing. Because yes, while sometimes we need to hunker down and really commit to doing that task or eating that frog, so to speak, there are those times where we just, for whatever reason, we're avoiding it. We can't get it done. And I think rather than forcing yourself to just do it, which yes, is helpful from time to time, sometimes it's also beneficial to allow yourself to lean into this creative avoidance and use it to your own benefit as well. The second thing that I do to be more productive is I use the idea of intentional boredom. Let's think about this. Let's say you want to create the habit of reading for 30 minutes a day, just 30 minutes a day, but you can't commit to it. You start reading and you get so bored. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this. I just want to go back to Facebook. I just want to scroll through Twitter some more. I wonder what's happening in the US politics. I need to turn on the news. You get distracted from these things. Maybe it's writing email copy. Maybe it's working on your novel. Maybe it's, you know, fine-tuning your website or honing in that opt-in page or writing copy for your social media content. Create intentional boredom before doing those things. What I mean by that is force your brain to be bored, like beyond bored, like staring at paint dry bored, before doing those things. This is something that I used to do when I would have to write papers in college. Before I was sitting down to actually type out that paper, I would sit and stare at the wall for like 5 to 10 minutes, not even meditating, just staring at the wall, being bored as heck, being so bored that I'm like, oh my gosh, my brain literally wants anything. It's craving any form of dopamine to satisfy it, to excite it. I'm staring at a wall. This is no joke. Staring at a wall for 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. So then when I actually start writing that paper, typing out that content, writing that email, working on a book, whatever it may be for you, my brain is super excited. It loves this. And it starts to associate this task with excitement, with dopamine, with happiness, with joy, rather than with boredom. Your brain is now associating writing a paper with the relief of boredom rather than the creation of boredom. So use boredom to your advantage. Force yourself to be bored for a few minutes before doing that task that you're dreading. Force yourself to do nothing before doing the task that you might otherwise be bored doing or not be that interested in doing. By using intentional boredom, you're actually going to create some intentional excitement in your brain as well. You're going to start to crave the things that in the past might have been boring things to you. It's a fun way to trick your brain. And I encourage you to try it out the next time you are dreading doing a task because you think it just might be too boring. That's it for today. These are my two productivity hacks to help you check more boxes off your to-do list, eat that frog first, get that boring thing done, and use your creative avoidance to your own benefit. Of course, as always, you can follow me at Brock11Johnson across all social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it. Shalene would too. If you could leave us a review on Build Your Tribe, it really helps us in the whole SEO thing and helps more people discover the Build Your Tribe podcast. So we would really appreciate it if you left us a review on the show, or if you just took a screenshot of your phone right now and shared it to your Instagram stories. That would really mean a lot to us as well. Thank you so much. Go out and be productive. But remember, your worth is not tied to your productivity. And as always, happy networking.
Hey there, allow me to tell you about our 5-day growth bootcamp. This is an Instagram bootcamp where over the course of 5 days, Shalene and I are going to be going live and teaching you everything you need to know to grow your Instagram, increase your following, and finally start converting followers into actual customers. If you want to get on the waitlist and make sure that you are one of the first to know when we actually open enrollment for this bootcamp, visit 5daygrowth, that's the number 5daygrowth.com, and sign up to make sure that you get on the waitlist.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.